Today is Thursday, the 14th of December, the feast of St. John of the Cross, in the second week of Advent. The Gaudete Ensemble, conducted by Eamon Duggan, sing Veni, Jesu, by Margaret Ritzer. As we continue the Advent season of waiting, you might like to begin praying today by repeating the phrase, Come, Lord Jesus. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not fear, you worm Jacob, you insect Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Now I will make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them, and you shall make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the tempest shall scatter them. Then you shall rejoice in the Lord, in the Holy One of Israel you shall glory. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane and the pine together, so that all may see and know, all may consider and understand, that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it.
The first message of our reading today is, "Do not fear." Imagine that the following words are spoken to you. "For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear. I will help you." What do these words spoken by the Lord, who is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, mean to you today? Perhaps you need his help today. Spend some time talking with the Lord about your fears or concerns, or perhaps those for the world. As you listen to the reading again, notice all the promises of the Lord, beginning with the words, "I will."
"For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not fear, you worm Jacob, you insect Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Now I will make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them, and you shall make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the tempest shall scatter them. Then you shall rejoice in the Lord, in the Holy One of Israel you shall glory. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane, and the pine together, so that all may see and know, all may consider and understand, that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it.
Our reading began with the Lord promising to take your hand and ends with proclaiming, "The hand of the Lord has done this." Spend time now with the Lord, remembering and giving thanks for the ways you have experienced His hand upon your life. O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.